January 23, Daniel, Chapter 12. Jesus says, the archangel who overcame Lucifer, and who stands guard over my kingdom, and the children of it will be the one, to rise up as a heavenly sign in the last time. This will be the time, when Israel is rejoined to Christ's Rome, and there are no longer the two branches of the people of God. The blessed one and the one accursed for its deicide, but one single trunk to be called Christ's, because it is living in me. Then, since the number of the saved will be complete, the resurrection of the flesh will come, and, like a sleeping multitude which a trumpet awakens to call to muster, the dead, lying in numberless cemeteries, in the deserts, and in the seas, wherever there lies someone who was a man, will rise to come to me, the supreme judge. O, light, that are an attribute of mine, and that will render radiant as stars those who knew wisdom and taught justice, and lived it out, how joyfully you will shed yourself upon my blessed ones on that day. The last time of 3 years and 6 months, the most tremendous time ever known by man, will be when Satan, by way of his son, burning with supreme hatred, for the split between the two branches of the people of God will be over, and, with it, the cause of so many material, moral, and spiritual evils, uses his perfect and ultimate acts of craftiness to harm, ruin, and slay Christ and hearts for Christ. The wise will comprehend Satan's trap, the numberless traps of Satan, for those who possess true wisdom are illuminated and through their fidelity to grace, will become snow white and tested like fire, worthy to be chosen for heaven. The wicked will follow evil and do evil, unable to understand good, for by their spontaneous will, they will fill their hearts with evil. Then the time will come when, trampled underfoot to a point never reached before, the church will no longer be free to celebrate the perpetual sacrifice, and the abomination of desolation will be upraised over the holy place, and over the holy places, just as is stated by the prophets and repeated by me, who do not err. Daniel says, there will be 1290 days, of this trampling under. Blessed is he who waits, and arrives at 1335. This means that in the 3 years and 6 months which will precede the end, a short time will finally be reserved for the faithful to gather together and listen to the last word, resounding in their spirits, as an invitation to heaven, while Michael with his angels overcomes Satan and his demons. Blessed is he who waits, and arrives at 1335 days means blessed is he who has persevered until the end, for he will be saved. And I say to you, go to the limit established, for your time as one living on earth, and you shall have rest, and shall remain in your destiny until the end of days.